Welcome to A Quiet Life. My name's Ruth. I'm your host. It's really, really good to be here with you today. So happy that you have taken the time to have a listen to my podcast. Remember, if you find this helpful, I'd love you to pass it on to other people who might also find it helpful. And we can spread the word that way a little bit. That would be fantastic. And also, if they're not listeners, but they are readers, there's a blog on ruthamos.com.au that they can also just read. So this week I went in to Ultra 106.5 and had a chat to Scotty, and it was really good actually, because I left early and got there early, and then the other person who was supposed to talk to Scotty got stuck in traffic, and you know, it was a really busy morning. He actually after me, he was talking to someone who was excited because she's been part of the push to get cheerleading recognised as a sport by the Olympic Committee. And of course it has been recognised, and you know, it was a good thing, and Scotty had a chat to her. And before me was people from Prison Fellowship who were talking to Scotty about the art exhibition that they were putting on. So inmates do artworks, and then they get taken out of the prison and put on as an art exhibition, and people can go and have a look at their art. And their theme this year was hope. And the thing is that both of these are relevant to what I'm having a chat to Scotty about today, which is fun. So, I mean, actually talk to Scotty about fun. So anyway, have a listen to what we have to say, and then if you can't see the relevance, that's fine. I'll unpack it after I have a chat to Scott.
Good morning, this is Ultra 6.5, and Ruth Amos is with me once again. I've been promising all morning, and she's here now. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
You've been a bit under the weather yourself too.
I certainly have.
There's a bit of it going around, isn't there?
Few days sitting on the couch, read a lot of books though.
Really nice. Good. Well, that's one of the bonuses,
yeah,
isn't it?
Great. Yeah.
This is going to sound really, really terrible, but you know, times when I've had gastro and stuff, the silver lining is always to lose a couple of kilos. Like, well, at least I lost some weight, you know.
It does come back, that one.
Unfortunately, it does. Yeah. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, we're talking about something that I'm not very good at, and you know, I always sit down and I write out notes before I come talk to you.
It doesn't give us much we can talk about.
Have a look at my notes for today.
Oh, there's nothing there.
There's
nothing there.
I'm a bit rubbish at this. Our topic today is having fun.
Nice.
You know, like, because I'm a very type A person. I like my lists. I like to do things. I like to feel like I've achieved something.
Yeah.
All right. My father-in-law, he has a train set, and we went out and had a look at his model train set. You know, he's been spending a lot of time on this train set, and I had a look at it, and I had to really control myself because I just looked at it and went, what is this for? Like,
what's the purpose of this thing?
What does it achieve? And the point is, it achieves nothing.
Yeah.
And that's so important.
Yeah, wow.
Having fun, doing something just for the sake of it, not trying to, you know, because we get into this habit of we must monetize things. Like, if you enjoy doing craft, well, put it up on Etsy and see if you can sell some. Or if you enjoy writing like I do, well, publish yourself, and see. There's got to be some of this doing something just because you enjoy doing it.
I love that you've said that. Like my wife is exactly the same. Like, you know, everything's got to be in order and there's got to be a purpose to it and stuff. Yep. And like, so we'll sit down and we'll watch a movie, but she can't just watch the movie. She's got to be doing something just to almost justify that she's going to watch a movie.
Yeah, and I think it's healthy for us. And as I say, I'm rubbish at this, but it is healthy for us to just do things just because we love doing it and enjoy doing it. So, you know, playing board games. I know you guys are very good at playing board games. Things get quite emotional in the household, I hear. And cards and things like that. This model train set. I mean, he's having a great time with it, and for his 70th birthday, which was a couple of weeks ago, all the boys went out and they all wired up the lights for the train set and wired up the train whistle and all this kind of stuff.
That's so good.
Like, amazing. But it's important.
So tell me then, turning this back on you, like, how do you have fun, or how might you plan to have fun?
Yeah. One of the activities that I had to do as part of a thing called the Artist's Way, which is a way of getting in touch with your creativity, it said, write down a list of 20 things that you enjoy doing. And I found that so hard. Maybe a week later I thought, hang on, dancing's not on that list. And I love dancing. Like, dancing is who I am. It's always been part of who I am.
Good.
And it's like, oh, wow, I really lost touch with myself if I didn't put dancing on the list. So, yeah, like putting on music and dancing around like a mad thing in the kitchen.
Does Moz like dancing? Like,
well, he does, as long as nobody sees him. So okay. It's just something
we do. Same. I actually just recently got, because Marianne, ever since we got married, she said, I'd love to do ballroom dancing. And yeah. And so I actually got a DVD set.
Oh, cool.
Which is like a learn at home ballroom dancing. Because I'm like, oh, I don't want to go out publicly just yet. You know, like I'd at least get a little bit of coordination there. So we haven't quite got into it just yet, but we're planning on basically doing some ballroom dancing at home, just the two of us. And yeah, I was like, that could be a bit of fun.
Cool. What do you do for fun apart from ballroom dancing?
Yeah, I wish I could say ballroom dancing. I love golf, so I love going out and playing around to golf with friends. For me, fun is just hanging out with people, you know, going out and, you know, having a game of cards or a board game or just hanging out. So I'm going for a walk, you know, with a mate and having a good chat, you know. I know it sounds a bit boring, but it's kind of fun for me.
No, it's good. And Michaela's been training me too, like your daughter Michaela, who's my son's wife now. And when we get together for dinner, she often brings up some packs of cards and says, right, let's do this. And I'm like, okay, I can do this.
Well, she's that ingrained into her since a little child, you know, played lots of games of cards. Yeah.
So it's very, very good. Yeah, and I do enjoy having a coffee with people. And I love just walking along the beach, not for exercise, but just, you know, just having a slow walk along the beach is just beautiful, that sort of thing as well. I mean, I know I'm an introvert as well, so it's like, you know.
Walk along and talk for about 10 minutes, then you're done, and then you go and read a book. Yeah, that's me too.
And reading is fun as well.
And reading is fun.
I love reading.
And unfortunately for me, fun can be computer games, which is probably isn't the best outlet.
Well, I don't, I mean, it's not something that gets your body moving or whatever, but it's still in its proper place. I think it's fine.
Everything in moderation.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Brilliant. Even thanks, fun. Ruth.
No worries.
Let's go have some fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
So the song Scotty put on after that interview was called Permission to Dance, which is very, very cool. Yeah, it was a good chat. And, I mean, I know it sounds a bit silly, but I do tend to get caught up in getting things done and making everything just meaningful or purposeful. I was always brought up to do the jobs first and play afterwards, and that's, you know, that's not a bad thing. Thanks, Mum. But what can happen as the jobs build up and build up is that you never put aside time to play, and it is unhealthy, and so I'm really starting to work on that. I've read a couple of books. So one was by Gretchen Rubin. I'm trying to think of the name of it. The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. So she was looking at making her life happier, and we can all talk about what's important about happiness as opposed to joy and as opposed to finding purpose and meaning and all the rest. But anyway, what she was talking about was happiness. And she looked into relaxation, which I guess comes under the same banner of fun in what we're talking about now. And she talked about two different kinds of relaxation, so active and passive relaxation. Passive relaxation, that's your computer games and you're watching TV. It's great and it's fun. It is fun. It requires a very little effort, and it's something that we sort of sink into and just do because we don't have to think about it. And it's important, you know, in its place. And active relaxation, I think she talked about outward looking and inward looking. So active relaxation that's outward looking would be something that you do to have fun with others, like playing board games because others like the board games, or taking your kids to the park, or doing something to make others feel good. And then inward looking active relaxation, things like, I don't know, going for a long walk by yourself, or looking at your own hobbies and building your own hobbies. And both of those are important, but both of those take a bit of energy to get them started. But then they are so good for us. And Alex Sujunking Pang, in his book Rest, he's talked about this as well, how important it is to have these active hobbies. So apparently Churchill was a great painter. I mean, not apparently, he was. It's well known. And he did that painting because it took focus, and it was completely different to his day job of leading the UK and, you know, dealing with war and whatever. It gave him a different focus, and it just took his brain completely out of its normal place and was fun. And when I think about painting, I always think about my grandmother as well. Granny didn't have the job of leading the free world, but Granny did paint in her later years. She loved it. She did watercolours, and she painted landscapes, and she painted photos that she found in magazines and all kinds of things. Now, I'm telling you that Granny's paintings and Churchill's paintings are of two different qualities. But the thing is, Granny didn't care about that. She didn't paint in order to sell them or to do whatever. She gave all of us grandchildren and great-grandchildren copies of her paintings, of course, and her children. But it wasn't about making money for her or doing anything. It was just a hobby. It was just for fun. And that's a great example for me. In the book Rest by Pang, there's lots of examples of this active resting, this active hobby, like playing tennis, going sailing. I love sailing, but I do not love the idea of owning a sailing boat because apparently, according to my uncle, there are holes in the water that's lined with wood that you just pour money into. So I'm not going to buy myself a yacht, but I do enjoy getting out on the water. That's fun. Mountain climbing is another thing, like painting. It takes your whole focus. You can't just, it's not like going for a ramble in the woods where you can let your mind wander, which is another important thing to do to allow your subconscious to work on things and whatever. But rock climbing or, you know, active sailing, racing sailing or playing tennis or doing these serious hobbies, they use your brain, they focus your brain. And so you can't sit there worrying about other things. You're focused on what you're doing. And that's just so healthy. And what Pang says in his book is that when they looked at, it was in a university academic sort of area, I think probably scientists. And when they looked at high achievers and compared them to low achievers, the high achievers did these active hobbies, these hobbies that required intense focus and physicality. And what it meant was that when they got back to their work, they could actually focus on it better. Their subconscious had time to think through problems and all that kind of thing. And it was good for them. This book, Rest, by Alex Soojung Kim Pang, is just fantastic and worth reading. So this is how the idea of fun relates to those two other interviews that Scotty had done that morning. The people in the prison fellowship art group were painting just for the sake of it, just enjoying their painting. And as they did that, they were able to put their paintings on display and it's all fantastic. And the cheerleading, I mean, that's an active rest activity, if you like. It's an active relaxation activity, something that's quite fun. Now, of course, as well as that, because it's an Olympic sport, you can train in it and go and do competitions and whatever. But, you know, when you're thinking about fun, being part of a cheerleading troop just for the fun of it without even having to do the competing is worthwhile as well. The other thing about these fun activities is that you can join clubs. So if you are racing sailing, you're going to be part of a yacht club because you can't do that by yourself. You need to race against others. If your thing is making model airplanes, you can join a model airplane club. If you like doing woodwork or whatever, you can join a men's shed if you happen to be male. Or I'm sure there are females around who like doing woodwork, and there's another way that you can get together and do these things together. It allows you to make those social connections and to interact with others and to build your social well-being as well, because it doesn't matter how introverted you are, it's always good to be part of other people's lives and to build that social connection. So there's so much about having fun that is so important, whether it's a passive sitting on the couch thing, which is necessary in its own time, or active going out and rock climbing or playing tennis or building model trains. I just think it's fantastic. There's my father-in-law is part of the railway museum here in Tasmania, and he's just having a great time building those relationships with people, as well as building the model train set, which is, you know, going to be a work of art. It is a work of art, and it's fun, even if I look at it and think, what does this achieve? I need to learn that life isn't all about achievement and that it's really important to put aside time just to have fun. So I wonder what you do to have fun. Please feel free to drop me a line, ruth@ruthamos.com.au, and let me know. Find me on Facebook, Ruth Amos Author, or at A Quiet Life blog on Twitter. And I would love to hear what you do for fun. Might give me more ideas so that I can build this area of my life and make myself healthier. And I will chat to you again soon.